Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Chris Sidorick.
This land is my land, from California to the
That's the sound of anti-nuclear activists celebrating the shutdown of Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth. The plant closed Friday after generating electricity for nearly five decades. With cheaper natural gas more available, Pilgrim's owners were facing years of reduced revenues, even as costs increased, leading them to shutter the only nuclear power plant in the state. Its spent fuel is now submerged in a giant vat of water, where it will remain for years to cool off. But there are a number of questions still to be answered about the future of that nuclear waste and also the impact of the plant's closing on Plymouth and the region. And here to discuss that with me are two members of the community. Sean Mullen is the co-chair of the Nuclear Decommissioning Citizens Advisory Panel. Sean, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Boston.
My pleasure, Chris.
And also with us on the line is Dan Wolf, former state senator and founder and CEO of Cape Air. Dan, thank you for being here as well. All right, we'll check in with Dan. But Sean, I wanted to start with you anyway. You lead the Citizens Advisory Panel on the decommissioning. Can you tell us a little bit about the role of that panel and the power you have to actually have an influence?
Yeah, Chris, the panel was established by the legislature and signed by the governor a couple of years ago and was quickly formed. We're actually in a much better position than many other states in that we were formed before the plant shut down. In other states, that wasn't the case. So the primary intent of the legislation is for us to provide advice and counsel to the legislature and to the administration and to other elected officials at the local, state, and federal level on what decommissioning really means.
All right. So on that note, what are your big concerns as we go through the decommissioning process here? What are you watching for?
Well, there really are three major areas of concern. One could be financial, and it's not just is there enough money in the $1.1 billion decommissioning trust fund to successfully do what is being proposed in terms of decommissioning the site, cleaning it up, and returning to normal use. The second part of that is beyond the assurances that there's enough money there, there's a whole series of financial concerns about the town of Plymouth, the region, and the state. And they fall into the other two major areas that I think we'll be closely monitoring and pressing both Holtec, probably not Energy as much now, but Holtec certainly through the NRC's transfer of the application process, as well as our state partners, both the Attorney General's Office and the administration, and really the federal government. The finances, whether it's the assurances that there is enough money there to do it, and secondly, that those funds are done properly, also tie into things like environmental. Is there enough money? Is there enough oversight? Is there a memorandum of agreement or understanding in place between the Commonwealth and Holtec to ensure that the monies will be there to continue the emergency planning zone, for example, to continue with the monitoring of both air quality and other environmental issues like groundwater quality, et cetera. They tie into it. They also tie into public safety. Is there going to be enough money available to continue the funding, particularly at the local level, that's needed for first responders, for example? And while the immediate dangers of the plant do lessen as you get the spent fuel rods gradually over the next several years out of the pool, out of the cooling pool, and into dry cast storage, certainly there is less danger of a major accident or catastrophic accident with that happening, with that transfer. However, that doesn't change the fact that this is very dangerous stuff. They want to cut back, they being the vendor, in this case probably Holtec, they want to cut back on costs, obviously, as they try to manage this decommissioning and earn a profit out of that. We understand that. That's okay. But you can't cut back on public safety, environmental protections, and the other pieces. And there's just a couple of basic parts of this. One is locally, here in the town of Plymouth, there's 1,500-plus acres of land that the town of Plymouth and I think the vast majority of stakeholders believe should be transferred back from Holtec to the town of Plymouth. Holtec has been unwilling to even discuss that. There is a pilot program that's the payments in lieu of taxes. Plymouth's revenue from this plant will decrease immediately based on the fact that they're not operating and generating revenue. Well, that's fine for them, but that's a problem for Plymouth. It still is a de facto nuclear waste site. It will be a de facto nuclear waste site well into the future. No one knows for certain whether it's 8 or 10 years to 10,000 years, how and who's going to pay for this. The town needs to continue to receive at least the current level of tax revenues to properly protect itself from the potential danger. And then there's a whole series of other issues regarding the environmental and public health and safety, such as we are demanding that the radiological standard be reduced from the federal standard, which is 25 millirems, down to 10 millirems. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health has already indicated that that's their position. The state has a very strong legal position to both determine and regulate how radioactive material is stored in the Commonwealth. We want that lower standard for the final site. So that, in a quick five-second overview, that's generally where we are.
Yeah, no big deal, right? Not a lot of moving parts there at all.
If I might, real quick.
Yes, and this is Dan Wolf, former state rep. Yep.
Yes, thank you. A lot of people are just unaware that most of the nuclear energy industry is overseen by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and because of federal authority and what is called preemption, it's very difficult for local communities and even for at a state level for there to be good oversight and engagement and involvement on behalf of the citizens, both of the Commonwealth and Plymouth. And in my case, I represented Cape Cod and the islands. We've really, through the decommissioning panel that Sean is the chair of, set up a mechanism through which the local community and the Commonwealth has a voice. And the Attorney General is fully engaged, and we really appreciate her office and her involvement. But the state really does have a voice here that would not otherwise be heard if we didn't have the structure that we have.
Yeah, Dan, I know you're concerned specifically about the potential sale of Pilgrim to Holtec. Can you tell us specifically what your concerns are there?
As with any business transaction, the business transaction needs to be aligned and consistent with what the outcomes we want to see. And I think the state does have an interest in making sure that whatever corporate outcome there is, and in this case, there's going to be a license transfer to a newly created limited liability corporation, which is in effect going to have the fiscal oversight as well as the regulatory and operational oversight. We have to make sure that that corporate structure doesn't just serve the interest of the shareholders as far as returning profit and being a good investment, but also serves the interests of the Commonwealth, the citizens of the Commonwealth, relative, as Sean said, to public safety, to environmental protection, and to fiscal responsibility.
Yeah, you guys have both talked about the fact that this waste is going to be stored on the site for a long time. What's the solution here? How do we make sure that we're storing that safely, and are you confident that this is going to be handled well?
You want to handle this one, Senator, or would you like me to?
Go ahead, John.
I think the confidence is guarded. Holtec's technology, the dry cast storage, has been implemented in other locations, not only in the United States, but around the world. I think there is some technical knowledge and understanding about how those canisters for at least 20 to 40 years are going to perform. So that's one piece. The bigger piece is the federal government's failure, and this is across multiple administrations over decades, to live up to their own laws and their own contractual experiences. They have consistently breached their own contract to both the industry and to the communities that have hosted this. Plymouth would have never signed up for this if they had realized, because they were told the contrary, that they would end up being a de facto nuclear waste site. No community would have. It is a classic bait and switch that occurred decades ago, and it now needs to be corrected. And fortunately, in our delegation, and Senator Wolf's a little humble here, he and Senator DiMacedo pushed through the legislation that enabled this panel to be convened, and also has worked closely with Senator Markey's office in particular to try to get the federal government to finally correct the mistakes that have been made and live up to their responsibilities to initially at least fund the coast communities for what they need to be a de facto waste site, and ultimately to remove the waste to the national repository that's been promised and planned for decades.
All right. I just got about 30 seconds left with you guys, but I want to ask you, this is a plant that employed nearly 600 people, was a major source of tax revenue for the town. What does Plymouth look like without the plant? Are you expecting a major economic hit?
Plymouth is one of the most beautiful communities and one of the most ideal locations in the United States. If you look at proximity to Boston, the Atlantic Ocean, Cape Cod, clearly there'll need to be a financial and economic readjustment to the plant's closing. But I have no doubt that the creativity and the persistence and the ingenuity of the folks in and around Plymouth will certainly make it happen in a good way.
All right. Well, that's Sean Mullen, co-chair of the Nuclear Decommissioning Citizens Advisory Panel. Sean, thanks so much for being here with Radio Boston.
My pleasure, Chris.
And also Dan Wolf, former state senator and founder and CEO of Cape Air. Dan, thank you for being with us as well.
Thanks for having us on, Chris. Have a great afternoon.
WBUR's Earthwild team has been following this story closely. To hear our reports, you can go to radioboston.org.